All right, let me see this microphone on. Looks like it. The green. Okay, yeah, microphone's on. I had some weird computer problems, man. I switched browsers and like it was all messed. It was a whole different ball game. Usually I'm pretty good with computers, but it wasn't. Hey, it was rough. But okay, yeah. So this video, I forgot half stuff I was gonna say because I don't like to write anything down. I like to, you know, to be completely natural and you know, and just say what I'm thinking about. So I never write anything. Maybe I should start writing some stuff down so I can hit on good topics and then dissect things a little better. But yeah, man, I just got done finished eating, so I'm like kind of sleepy now. But yeah, so this video I want to talk about needing versus wanting attention. Now, as a man, you always just want attention. You see, like, and I'm just gonna be like, just I might touch on a little, you know, slightly like, you know, more like realistic topics, because I mean, everybody wants attention. There's nothing wrong wanting attention sometimes, or to be, if your thing is to be, you want to be recognized for doing something or something like that. Like that's perfectly fine. Everybody has these urges. But I wanted to talk about like I wanted to dive a little bit into like the deeper intricacies of it and the differences between men and women with it. You see, as a man, you, no matter how bad you, no matter how desperate you get for attention, like you always just want attention. You see, like, whereas women are biologically built to require attention, or like, or literally their next step of thought process is wanting to kill themselves. Like women need that shit. Like it's almost, attention to them is almost like water. Like they biologically must have it. If they don't get it, then they hate their lives. They hate everyone. They just hate everything. See, men are perfect. Men can be perfectly happy sitting in a room alone with their hobby. Maybe if your thing is like painting toy soldiers, or, you know, painting toy model aircrafts, or if your thing is video games, or your thing is working on cars, whatever your thing is as a man, you can sit down and just be you in that thing, and you just like, and you can just get really good at it, and you, for the most part, you could be content with it. I mean, don't get me wrong, everybody always wants to, you know, go out, you know, go up to bars or what have you, and, you know, and be around other people from time to time. For the most part, you're perfectly fine. We're this is the difference. Yeah, women, this is why women don't have like true women caves. Like they have women caves, but it's like bullshit. Like their cave is like decorating the room until it's perfectly decorated, and then that's it. Like they don't have no more use to go back to that room. You see, like, so, like, I would say most women do not see. This is why most women do not have caves, because see, a cave to a woman is okay. What a cave is to a man, to a woman, is getting attention. You see, like, that is her cave. So her cave is the mall, or her cave is being on Instagram and getting, you know, 50 likes because she has her ass hanging out. That's her cave. You see, because women, they require it. But see, like, the part that's like that's really fucking up women now, like, bad. There's no fixing it. There's no going back. It's just how technology's progressed. So we have to live with it and adapt with it and just, you know, apply, you know, new logic that we find at it. What's killing women now? See, Instagram, maybe I should have named it this. Instagram to women is what porn is to men. Like, they can, like if they decide to get into it, they can never, like, there's never enough. You could just keep diving, like with porn, you can always dive. Once you like this, you could just dive deeper into this, and then once you like this, you could just, like, you know, I wonder what this is. You could just dive as a man, like, you could just keep diving deeper into porn because it pleases what you're actually going after, right? Because men are visual, and we like to see women being pleasured physically. And, or we just like their whatever the thing is, we're more visual in the sense of, like, we'll give this attention because of the visual effects. Whereas, like, see, women, it's all about emotions and how they feel and being validated for their existence. So to them, Instagram and like social media, especially if she's cute. Oh, Instagram, like social media was a Snapchat. I don't do Snapchat. I never understood Snapchat. I tried twice and I deleted it both times. I just don't get what Snapchat is supposed to be. But but like with Instagram and Facebook, oh, especially if she's cute and she took a cute little picture with her eyebrows done and her hair down. Oh, like see, getting likes and come, hey, beautiful. See, all that shit that is porn to them. You see, she don't want to fuck none of these dudes who's commenting on her shit. You see what I'm saying? But see, like that. See, their thing is validation. Like I said before, see, like they need attention and validation. Men, we don't need attention and validation. We might, if you're on Facebook, you might get 3 likes for a picture, and it don't mean a whole lot to us. It's like, well, like, like that. That's just it. But like, see, the women, when they put a like up, let's say a woman puts a picture on like Instagram, right? And the first picture got like 75 likes in like in an hour or something. I don't know, right? Then let's say she puts on like, in the next picture she put on like I don't know, like some blue jeans and a shirt, and that picture only got 20 likes. That woman will build her entire wardrobe off of the likes. She will never wear blue jeans again. I promise you, because that's what it is. Because see, like they see, and they need the attention. Because and what happened, see, Instagram and social media is substituting the attention that they should be getting from children they should be having. You see, like. And before Instagram, there was other methods. Like some women, like they just love the attention from other men, or they like to compete with other women. There were those pockets of women too, but I think a lot of it is the Instagram. See, Instagram and Facebook, it's that because they're constantly being bombarded with random messages from random men. Would you can I give you something for free? Can I take you out? I want to eat your butthole. You know, they get all these random messages. See, like, and they're being bombarded. See, those messages should be mommy, mommy, mommy 40 times a second. That's what you cannot expect a woman to naturally figure out logic on her own. Okay. Just never. That was probably one of my biggest mistakes when I was still a super beta. Like, you know, most men, especially if you didn't grow up with a woman in your life, like most men have to go through that stage of being a super beta before they figure it out. But yeah, a big thing that I struggled with was, see, I just believed that women knew what they were doing, and they really don't. They really don't at all. Because the reality of it is, I'm going on a side rant. See, like men, we are always leading, right? And to make an example of this, because I was looking at this porn star, Lila Starr, I think is her name. I think she's like Spanish or something, but she has a big fake ass. You know, it was she's injected ass injections. I mean, it looks good because it's, you know, some fake Roger Rabbit, what's that girl's name? Jessica Rabbit type shit. But I mean, but you know, it's fake. But I mean, but it still works the male minds. It's like, yeah, I want to fuck that bitch. But I forgot where I was going with that. Where the hell they were? Man, see, I ate this meal. My brain is gone, man. But damn, where the fuck was I going with that? I forgot. but okay, so back to the part that I can't remember. Okay, so when it comes to like Instagram, man, like they like their whole thing, it's that is their porn. You see, like okay, you go on any woman's, let's say if she does Pinterest or anything, you will never find anything like true educational benefit in there at all. Like no philosophical, no political, and no, you know, nothing. You will find no legit, you know, legitimately educational facts or quotes anywhere in there. Because women, they're not interested in that. Like, they're interested in getting in what they're interested in doing, whatever they think can get them more attention. Because, like I said, it's porn to them. That's what it is. This is Instagram. If she's cute and she's hot and she's got a big ass, her getting the attention for her big ass and being hot, that is her porn. You see, like, that's what it is for her. Like I said, for women, it's not so much about for the most part, it's not so much about the sexual gratification as it is for the emotional actions behind why a guy's jumping on her. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's more what women are getting off to. Like, this guy wants, oh my God, I got this guy to do it. I got this guy to jump on me. You see, that's where her whole high is coming from. Your high comes from fucking this beautiful hoe. That's where your high comes and watching her ass jiggle and watching her, you know, struggle and all that. See, that's where your, as a man, that's where your high comes from. But yeah, man. but yeah, see, because for instance, like, see, men just want to be liked. Now, there are times in a man's life where he, like, okay, where we get confused. Because, like, there's a lot of guys out there, like, they'll start to do things that they think women like, but it's just completely off. And they just end up looking really ridiculous in the end, like trying to take pictures with duck face lips, what they do to take your selfies and shit like that, because they see women do it, so they think women like that, so they try to do what they think women like. It's that whole, it's that whole part of life where, as boys, we're trying our best to appeal to women, and we're trying to, like, you know, figure out the shortcut to get there. And what everybody goes through, at least at some point in their life, of what they think will attract, you know, a woman, until they finally grow out of it. But you know what, man, midway through there, I just remember what I was going to talk about, and I forgot it again. So it must not be meant to talk about it. So when it comes to men can work a job making, you know, six figures a year and just get tired of the stress. I've seen this happen on talk shows. Where I'm thinking this one situation specifically where a guy was, I think he was like a successful lawyer or something like that. He was married, his wife was with him, and she was beautiful when he was making all the money. And you know what? He just got tired of the stress behind the job. He just got sick of the stress. He was making a lot of money, but the stress, it wasn't worth it. So he just quit his job and opened up a marijuana farm to sell legal marijuana. And his wife just had a connection, and she just gained like 120 pounds, and she blamed it all on him. You know, it was horrible. But the point I'm trying to make is, see, men, we end up growing to see what we were a lot of sometimes. I won't even say a lot of times. I say about 50-50. We grow to see we grow to see this job isn't worth the stress. So I'd rather take a job making a third of what I was making, as long as I can get a peaceful night's sleep and not be on four different prescription medications to do the job. Which is like women, they see, this is a flaw in a woman's mind. When a woman is used to making, you know, let's say like $60,000 a year, it going down to 40 is just torturous for her. You see, because women, they always want to go up a little more, just 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 a little more. You know, it's how they're programmed, you see. And they never grow, like a woman's brain never grows to realize reality, okay? Because their brains are usually stuck at 16 years old, because that's the, you know, because their maturation pretty much stops between 16 to 19 years old. And then everything else after that is just a simulation of what they think you want to see on the cover. And then underneath, they're still the exact same. But, you know, there's no, intellectually, they're finished. Okay. It's done by 16 to 19 years old. But see, yeah, men, like I said with the guy before, we can go out and get six-figure jobs and then just get tired of it because we don't like the job or we don't like the stress and then just leave. Women, they sometimes do it. Sometimes they can do it. there are anomalies, but for the most part, no. They'd rather just keep going that route and keep just doing a little bit better. Perfect example, I just looked up, I don't know why this Vanity Fair shit keeps coming up. Probably because I watched that Emma Watson shit on YouTube one time, and now Vanity Fair is just like all up and down goddamn YouTube with an algorithm. And Nicole Scherzinger came on from Pussycat Dolls. She was the girl from Pussycat Dolls. And like that whole video was just like super cringy. And the reason why it was super cringy, because like I said, she's trying to simulate being a man. This is what most single, strong, independent women try to do. Because I remember I was talking about this, goes into this next topic. You see, men are always leading, meaning whatever it is that men find attractive in women, this is what women will now do. Now, see, the confusion that I think a lot of men have with this is I think some men are assuming that women are naturally into high heels, tight pants, leggings, you know, want their tits hanging out, blah, blah, blah. No, like the order, like, see, if these men have the order completely off. See, like, if you ever study the history of sex, like, seriously, I forget. There was even a documentary on YouTube about it, like the depths that women will go to be attractive to men. See, where women are now, this was built off over thousands of years of them studying us to see which man would go with which woman. This is what they do, you see. And I think the history of sex, it starts out noting how women would notice how, so, you know, because all the women, they wanted, you know, the man had more value. Because back then, see, feminism wasn't around when shit was real. You see, there was no air conditioning and they had to go hunt for food. Now, bitches ain't trying to go out there and do that. You see, so feminism, there was no feminism because there was nothing comfortable back then. You see, so women would try to hop on to that man who would go out there and hunt and bring back the food and, do all the real work pretty much and did all the survival work because she couldn't survive without a man in real world scenario. See, now everything's comfortable. There's air conditioning and we have gas and heat and everything's comfortable. So now we want to be equal. No. But anyway, back to the topic, in the history of sex, the depths that women will go to please a man is this. Women, they will always sit back and study what quality man will go with which type of woman. And then it became clear that the first alteration that women did to attract men was to either gather hay from the fields. Well, no, the first one was to gather hay because they noticed that men want the women with long hair, that was where the men would happen to keep going. So women would pick up on it and they would go out there and start tying long hay to make their hair longer and then start dancing to attract the men with their long hair. That was the first recorded situation where women would alter themselves to attract men. And then that happened like this. So after that, they would start cutting off. If there was horses around, they would cut off the horse's tail. See, like horse's hair is weave. That's old. That's real old. They've been doing that for thousands of years. They would start cutting off horse's hair or horse's tails and using that as the hair in place as the hay, because it looked better, you know, it looked more realistic, you know, it looked more like actual hair. So that would, and they would continue to attract men with that so they could survive. You see what I'm saying? So, because like it was back then, they couldn't survive on their own. They needed a man to defend for them. So then after that, it took a while until makeup, like legit makeup was like a staple every, because like you have to think back then there was no internet, so bitches, you know, two states over didn't know until they cousin or niece, you know, like they knew a family member out there, and then they would travel 4 days or travel 50, you know, 50 miles to go see this dude and to see his girlfriend, say, you know what, you should do blah 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 blah, and then that's how it's like that that's it, man. Like, so the reality of the point I'm trying to make is this. This is how deep it is. If tomorrow men around the world unanimously decided, without saying it out loud, just by actions, that they were attracted to women wearing clown noses, right? Like a clown nose, like Bozo the Clown. You can't see it, like But then, you know, and it go honk, 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 honk. It was like this big red nose. Within 6 months, Gucci would be making clown noses. And bitches would be laughing at other bitches that had dollar store clown nose. Like, ooh, girl, her clown nose is dirty and old. You see, like, everything they do is based on their whole function of survival and happiness is based off of their study of men for thousands of years. You see what I'm saying? And they will conform to it. Where men, boys try to conform to women, but men just do what they do and then they'll just get along, a woman along the way. Men historically have never conformed to please a woman. Women have always historically conformed to pleasing a man. And why? Because they need that attention. Now, back to Nicole Scherzinger. Nicole Scherzinger, she's one of these confused newer women. She's one of these confused newer women who she thinks that just because she's like Emma Watson. She's going to end up stuck in a room full of Louis Vuitton bags and Gucci shoes, and she's going to die on her deathbed surrounded by Gucci shoes, and she's going to be perfectly fine with it. You see, like Nicole Scherzinger was about a 20-minute long, pretty much just showing her, you know, bragging about her house, like MTV Cribs. It was pretty much MTV Cribs. If you remember MTV Cribs. It was pretty much MTV Cribs, where celebrities just show you around their house. And Nicole Scherzinger, that shit was so depressing, cringy, and sad to watch a 40-year-old woman who is still trying to talk like she's, oh, hey, guys, I'm like 19, and yeah, you know, so I like my room like this. Bitch, you are 40 years old. Why are you talking like that? Yes, and I tell you what, because that was the last time she ever got legit validation from anyone. That's why she's talking like that. I mean, she's trying to apply this makeup that probably took her 2 or 3 hours to put on this to try to recapture her look from when she was 19, and she's got this whole big old house with all these trinkets and gadgets and furnitures and lamps and $14,000 tables and all this shit, and she's sitting up there alone. And getting pumped into all this just to get pumped and dumped and forgotten. Like it is just Nicole Scherzinger, like and Emma Watson's, like those are just so sad situations. Okay. And they are, and to be honest with you, man, like those are much more sadder situations than, let's say, like that morbidly obese 47-year-old virgin guy. Okay, and I'll explain why. Nicole Scherzinger is, and Emma Watson is a sadder case than that 47-year-old virgin who's morbidly obese, pimples everywhere, pizza boxes. You know, the stereotypical what women would call a loser, the stereotypical loser. But in reality, Nicole Scherzinger is the worst loser. Okay, because see, that 47-year-old guy, all he has to do is just get in his head one day. Ding! I think I'm going to be better. You know, I think I'm going to start one sit up at a time and one meal at a time to get my shit together. And in 3 years, be on a completely different path and then fixed everything. Right. On the other hand, Nicole and Emma Watson, she can still fix it. She's right at that line where she can at least pretend that she was a decent woman. When I say a decent woman, like a decent on like a biological standard, like a decent woman, like Nicole Scherzinger, she's just done. That's over. Okay. Now, Nicole Scherzinger, she's a sadder case than that 47-year-old virgin, because no matter what she does, see, her youth, her natural youth and beauty are gone forever. Her natural youth, beauty, and potential to have healthy kids and to raise those kids and healthy. And with healthy mentalities and all the stuff behind like that, that is gone forever. She can never get that back. It's over. She all she can do is sit up with Gucci shoes and just stare at them all day. And then turn into that weird old woman who wears those weird looking high heels and that weird top hat holding her, you know, $3,000 glass of champagne and just be a creep. But then, try to smile to pretend she's still 19 again. like if you get, okay, if I had to choose, personally speaking, because I'm going on long now, probably because my dumb ass forgot what I was going to say half the video, but if I had to pick between being a 47-year-old virgin man who lives in his mom's basement, or being Nicole Scherzinger at being 40 years old and never married, could never keep a man around, I'd pick to be the 47-year-old man. But if I was me and I just put my brain in that body, I'd be the 47. Give me the 47-year-old man. Nicole, no, I don't want nothing to do with that. Because there's nothing she can do, you see. And back to the original topic. See, this is where women, they need attention. You see, Nicole Scherzinger, she knows she needs this attention. And women like her. I'm just using Nicole Scherzinger as an example, because there's plenty of women just like her. You know, they get a little money and they buy, you know, all these trinkets and, you know, all this stuff to substitute a man in their life and, you know, a man and kids in their life. You see, like, these types of women, they really need the attention. And what they're thinking they're doing is, see, they're thinking if they just buy more stuff, then that'll attract the attention of a better quality man who can afford this stuff. See, this is why women wear like super expensive clothing, not just expensive, because women's clothing is expensive. But see, this is why women buy super expensive stuff. It's because, see, in that woman's hypergamous mind, she thinks she's going to undercut it. It's the same thing like how when men try to take selfies of, you know, with the duck face and go, because they think that they're appealing to women because that's what women do, you see. And what Nicole was doing, she's doing that same thing with men, or women like Nicole. They think that if they just keep buying expensive shit, that's going to attract a man who can afford this same expensive shit. But see, the reality of it is men buy expensive shit because they know women like expensive shit so they can fuck them. But see, but Nicole, she's got the whole thing backwards. Like, she's already a winner. You see, like, so she, and then she's trying to fuck with guys who are bigger winners. But see, those bigger winner guys got the whole slew of women beneath and above him. Hook up with, so they really like, unless she's, you know, play pretending perfect angel, like he ain't got no time to, like he can just always do better than a 40-year-old single, never married, no kids, you just old and alone and super picky woman. You just not worry, she's just, these types of women just ain't worth it. But yeah, that's my video, man, because I went on way too long.